Speaking in connection with the anniversary of the disappearance from this world of Srila Satchidananda Thakur Bhaktivinod. As it happens, just in the last few days, I've been part of some correspondence regarding the history of our sampradaya and the situation in the Vaishnava world in the time of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur and the evolution of theism from Bhaktivinoda, Bhaktivedanta, especially in the matter of the principles of Varnashram Dharma as espoused by these acharyas. Now, it's generally presumed within our ISKCON circles that at the time of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, all the Vaishnavas in Bengal, they were all completely degraded, and Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur was the first, and then Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati in the matter of reform of the sampradaya. That is simplistic. The Hindu society, because if we're talking about social matters, it is Hindu society. We may not like that word, but actually it was Hindu society. Hindu society then, as now, defies such simplistic generalizations. One thing we can say is that it was a time of great social foment in Bengal. It was by no means such an easy thing that we can say, well, all the Vaishnavas were highly degraded, they weren't following scriptures. Actually, there were multiple influences on Vaishnavism in the world in those days. The 13 upper sampradayas, which are by Bhaktivinoda Thakur citing Tota Babaji, they include owl, bowl, karta, bhaja. Owls, they practically had very little to do with Vaishnavism. Bowls in a very tangential way. Karta, bhaja, hardly. Some of them, Dharavesh also, they're very similar to owls. Sahajya, what we call Sahajya nowadays, the idea we have of Sahajya was a long-standing movement, even prior, probably, to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. One of the points I want to make, in those 13, I mentioned smartas, and most of the Hindus in Bengal, including the Vaishnavas, they would have been strongly influenced by Smartavad, which means they were, it wasn't that they weren't following scriptures, they were following scriptures very much under the influence of the Smarta Raghunandana. So they were following scriptures, maybe not in the way that was conducive to pure Vaishnavism. And the tantric movements and the Sahajya movements and others that came up, like the Karta Bhaja, Brahma Samaj, elsewhere, the Arya Samaj, later the Ramakrishna Mission, they were maybe the Ramakrishna Mission doesn't follow that. It's all very complex. But the point is that they were reactions especially the tantric and Sahajya. They were anti-Vedic. They didn't want to follow the rules of the Vedas and the Smartas. So it's all very, very complex. And the whole issue of giving threads to people born in lower families, this wasn't an issue that Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur first took up. There was a whole foment going on in the Kayasta society at that time, of which Bhaktivinoda Thakur, naturally his son, Bimala Prasad Datta, they were Dattas, they were from the Kayasta community, who were officially Shudras, but they were high-class Shudras. And the whole social position in Bengal at that time was such that with the advent of the British and the many changes that they brought in, and the Brahmana class, their prominence had gone down, and the Kayastas had come up very strongly under the patronage or of the British. And so the Kayastas, there was foment among the Kayastas to establish themselves. And why should the Brahmanas, why should have threads? Why should we not have threads? So there are multiple valencies going on. I've hardly touched on studying it. Some nowadays there is some study of this all going on. But we should know also that when we try to understand Bhaktivinoda Thakur in terms of his social position, Kedarnath Datta, in terms of his reforming spirit, yes, that is there, but really, who is he? Is he a Babu, that term used in Bengal for respectable gentleman, upper class society, or Bhadralok society, the middle class, genteel society? Was he part of that? Superficially, yes. But if we are to ask who is Bhaktivinoda Thakur, we have to really understand this, we have to ask in the same spirit as we ask, who am I? Ultimately, who am I? Am I a product? Am I this body and my mentality? Is it a product of various social influences? And the answer in both cases, who am I and who is Bhaktivinoda Thakur, we have to look much more deeply. Who is the actual spiritual personality? Now, if we say, who am I and who is Bhaktivinoda Thakur, then the answer very clearly comes out, Jivesvarupoi Krishna Nitya Das. We are all eternal servants of Krishna. That is our real identity. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur came to Gauriya Vaishnavism, if we're going to speak in a realistic, superficially realistic way. He was not born into a Vaishnava family. Well, again, it's complex and hard to say, because he was born in the same family that Narottam Das Thakur appeared in. Of course, Narottam, being a lifelong renunciate, had no children, but his cousin, Santosh Datta, continued the family line. Santosh Datta was a disciple also of Narottam. And so that was a Vaishnav family, but exactly how the history goes is hard to say, but the family of Bhaktivinoda was Shakta at that time. They were worshipping Shakti and sacrificing animals, and the same kind of thing that Narottam Das had stood against and stopped in his time. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur superficially appeared in a non-Vaishnava family, Hindu family, and came to Vaishnavism later. Now, he came to a tradition, and that was largely the Gauriya tradition at that time. It was not just a matter of accepting that I am an eternal servant of Krishna, but in the tradition, it was very important to understand exactly what is our individual position. Who are we exactly? Giving the name, the form, the qualities, the activities? What is our specific service to Krishna? So as we consider the disappearance of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, we may ask, well, where did he go? What did he become? And Bhaktivinoda Thakur has revealed that to us. He didn't really become anything. He already was while here in this world. He already was living in the spiritual world. Literally. I'll explain that as best I can. This extraordinary phenomenon, which really is at the heart of our Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya, really is one of the defining factors which we in ISKCON don't talk much about, and what I'm going to talk about may not be appreciated by many. It is highly esoteric, but as I say, it is the topic of our Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya, and Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur has committed to writing his own personal spiritual experiences. He shared that with us. As an inspiration for us to follow his lotus footprints on the path back to Godhead, to give an idea of how we are to develop. I'm particularly frank. What I'm going to do now, I'm going to read through the songs which Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur has composed, this series of songs under the heading Siddhi Lalasa, which can be translated as longing for perfection. 9 songs. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur wrote many, many songs. And these songs, most of them are not sung very much by anyone, anywhere. They're not known very much. The devotees in Mayapur, and I'm talking about ISKCON Mayapur, apart from and beyond ISKCON, for those of us who are not very much aware of this, outside of ISKCON, there's many things going on in Mayapur. So and especially with Bengali devotees, these songs are, after all, composed in Bengali, they will sing the first of these songs. The first of these songs is fairly well known, and it appears, fairly well known means it appears in our first Vaishnava songbook in ISKCON that was compiled by Achyutananda Swami. The other songs are not very well known at all. I'm going to read through them and give my own translation, that's simple Bengali, and some comments also. And like I say, it's very high topics. If you think these shouldn't be discussed, or if you think that these are not suitable for yourself to listen to, then you need not listen. Actually, it's a fact that to enter into these topics, Bhaktivinoda Thakur has made it very clear, it's not simply a matter of imagination. One actually has to become purified. Adhika, the Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, Adhika na labhya shita deho bhave. Viparja phala pabe shaktira bhave. Viparit phala pabe shaktira bhave. If one tries to forcibly enter into topics for that which one is not eligible, then due to a lack of ability to properly absorb them, one will get the opposite result than that expected or desired. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur has made it very clear that all of this realization of one's siddha swarup, one's spiritual form, this is siddhi lalasa, desiring perfection, so one's perfectional form, that is all possible on the platform of shuddhanam, when one chants the holy name without offenses. Without offenses is just the beginning. Then there's that is the entrance into actual Krishna consciousness and in the perfectional stage. And how do we come to that stage of chanting without offenses? Then we have to chant, chant, chant. Chanting is the key to bring us to the up and up and up and up. Anyway, it's huge, huge topics. And I expect to, in discussing this talk, may go on for quite some time. It's not going to be a short one. It's probably not what most of us need at our present stage. We probably need to hear more about overcoming offenses in chanting, about chanting with fixed attention, about giving up attachment to everything in this material world. These topics are all discussed by Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur and by his representatives in disciplic succession. But he also does discuss this. So on his disappearance day, in contemplation of his disappearance, I will go through this and pray at the lotus feet of Srila Prabhupada and all the acharyas and Bhaktivinoda Thakur, that going through this, which he has left for us, which he wanted to be published and distributed, Bhaktivinoda Thakur wanted these songs and all his songs to be published and distributed, that by presenting all of this, by reading this and going through it, some inclination may arise within our hearts to follow his footsteps on the path back to Godhead. It's almost an apology that I'm saying all these things. But in another sense, we shouldn't have to apologize at all. It is a matter of exaltation. Anyway, I'll read through the first song, Siddhi Lalasa. It gives an idea of Bhaktivinoda Thakur's own internal state, his internal feelings as he contemplates his service within the spiritual world as a servant of Radharani, young female servant of Radharani. How does he come to that level in the first place is summarized in the first song, and it's very much to do with Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, if we see, he has a lifelong love affair with Radha and Krishna, deeply attached to Radha, especially, as we'll see in these songs, and Radha with Krishna, not separating Radha from Krishna. Deeply attached, deeply in love with the holy names, and deeply attached to the holy dham of Navadvip. So how is he going to enter into his spiritual identity, which he is longing for, Siddhi Lalasa, as we will see in these songs? He's singing, Kobe, when will that happen? Kobe Gaurabone, Shuridhuni Tote, Ha Radhe, Ha Krishna Bole, Kadiya Berabo, Deho Shuka Chari, Nana Lata Toru Tole. He sings when in Gaurabon, in the forest of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That's something. Anyway, I'm just going to go through this song quite quickly because I have discussed it at some length in another talk previously. So when in the land of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, on the bank of the Suradhuni, the river of the gods, the Ganga, calling out, Haradhe! Ha Krishna! crying, wandering around, giving up all thoughts of bodily happiness, wandering around among the trees, the creepers, and at the root of the trees. When will I drink? When will I eat? By begging at the houses of the lowest caste, not even caste, lower than any caste, the dog eaters, begging at their houses, begging food in such a place, and drinking the water of the Sarasvati. Ganga flows in Mayapur, and Sarasvati, Jalangi, also flows. Bhagirathi, Jahnavi. So he says, Pulini Pulini Goragari Goragari Dibo Kari Krishna Kolahal. On the banks of the Ganga Sarasvati, rolling on the ground, calling out loudly, Krishna. When offering respects, Pulina Kobe Dhamavashi Jane Parnati Korya Magibo Kripa Arlesh. When offering respects to the residents of the Dham, begging just a drop of mercy, Vaishnava Charan Renu Gai Maki Dhari Abadhutabesh. Rubbing the dust of the lotus feet of the Vaishnavas all over one's body and dressed in the dress of an avadhuta, one beyond all the rules and regulations. Dress is a very important thing in Vedic culture. One can know who one is by one's dress. So to adopt the dress of an avadhuta, one who's left society to simply live in the spiritual world while living in this world. So the last verse of this song, Kobe Gora Brajabone. Gora Brajabone, or sometimes written as Gora Brajajone, which Beda na dekibo, hoibo borajabashi. So this means seeing no difference between the land of Vrindavan and the land of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Or if we take it as Gora Brajajane, seeing no difference between the residents of Vrindavan and the residents of Navadvip Dham. In this way, I will be, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, a resident of Vrindavan. Tokhon, Dhamera Sharup Shuribe Nayone, Hoibo Radharadasi. Then the actual nature of the Dham will be revealed to my very eyes. Then I'll be a servant of Radha. It's very chintaniya bepa. It's something to think about. He's in Navadvip, longing for perfection, and the perfection is that he becomes a maidservant of Radha. But Radha's in Vraja, is it not? Yes, that's right. So the next song, like as I say, I've explained this. I did explain this in some detail once in Lithuania and maybe elsewhere also. I hope it's in my collection of talks. So the second song, and I know I spoke on this second song in some detail. The only time that I visited, the name of that place is Sedona, which is somewhere in the south of in Arizona, And just three or four of us there, maybe even just, I just remember Dasharath Prabhu was there and Maharaj, Ganapati Maharaj. So I discussed at that time this second song. And it's very deep. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur, in his vision, he's living in this world. Yes, he's living in this world, but he's experiencing the spiritual world in his mind's eye. So yeah, this second song I discussed some in some detail. So I'll just read this briefly also. Dekite dekite bhulibo ba kobe nijashthula parichoy. Just I'm going on seeing the world, going on. But then when just living in this world, I just forget all my mundane, gross identity. And then what? Nayane haribo brajapura shobha nitta chidanandamai. I'm seeing this world. I see there are trees, there are buildings, there are roads, there are people, and then just forgotten. And then with the eye, one will see that all that is left behind. And when he's seeing, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he's seeing or he's longing to see, this is Siddhi Lalasa, longing to see the beauty, the opulence of Vrindavan, which is eternal and spiritual and full of bliss. Brisha Bahanu Pure Janama Loibo Jabote Bibaha Hobe. It says, I will take birth in the town of Rishabhanu Maharaj. Rishabhanu is, of course, the father of Sri Radha. And then I will be married in the village of Jabot. Braja Gopi Bhav Hoibe Shobhav. Then my whole nature will be that of a gopi of Vrindavan. Ano Bhav Narohibe. And other feelings will not remain. In other words, magistrate, respectable member of society, Bhadrala, that will all be left behind. It just won't be there at all. Nija Siddha Deha, Nija Siddha Nam, Nija Rupa, Shwabashan. So he says, my own personal Siddha Deha, form, spiritual form. And he'll go on to describe this a little later. My own personal spiritual name, my own personal form, characteristics, dress, everything. He's saying, Radha Kripa Bole Lobhi Boba Kobe. When will I get all of that? By the mercy of Radharani. Krishna Prema Prakaran. And it's all meant in relation to Krishna Prem. Jamun, then he's seeing again. Jamuna Shalila, Aharane Giya. So he's in his gopi form. He's envisaging. I will go to collect water from the Yamuna, because that's what women do in the traditional culture. If there's a river flowing by the village, then the women, they go to collect with the water pots. So Jamuna Shalila Aharane Giya Bujibo Jugala Rosh. She is going to collect water. A daily chore, and just as walking to the Yamuna in gopi form, then suddenly struck with realization of the loving pastimes of Radha and Krishna. Prima mugdo hoye. Pagalini prai gaibo radharajosh. And being struck with that, overcome by that, he becomes overcome, entranced by love of Radha and Krishna, and like a madwoman sings the glories of Srimati Radhika. So this is his longing. He, as we'll see, he's in this world, he's in Navadvip Dham, but his thoughts, his experience is in another world, but it's not another world, because Navadvip is Vraja, is Vrindavan in saying in a very broad sense. So these two songs I've spoken of at some length previously, and I'm going to go through the other songs, but I'm not going to speak at length on them. I don't plan on doing so, but I'll just go through and translate them and give some comments. I'll take a break for passing water. And after some time, I'll drink water also. Heno kale kobe bilasa manjari ananga manjariya amare heriya ati kripa kari balibha bachana sha. He no kale kobe bilasha manjari ananga manjari ah. So there are different tunes they can be sung in. Anyway, I'll just read and translate. When will such there be such a time? When will it happen? Again, it's a longing for attaining a state. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur is saying, when will that time come? When? Bilasa manjari, with ananga manjari, seeing me, being very merciful, very, very, very merciful, will speak to me the essence of all words. That is just what I really, 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 really want to hear. This is lalasha, it's a very strong, very, very strong desire. So what are those words that they will say? Esho, esho, shoki. Who are these manjaris going to speak to? They're not going to speak to a magistrate from Calcutta. They move in their own circle, little young girls. So they say, come, come, friend. Shoki means friend, female. Sakhi in Hindi. Come, come. Shri Lolita Gorne Janibo Tomare Aj. Come, come, now. Now, Shoki, now addressing a Shoki, young girl, female form. No Bhaktivinoda Thakur now. Is it Bhaktivinoda Thakur? Yes. Is it Bhaktivinoda Thakur? No. Not the figure we see in magisterial dress. Yes, Bhaktivinoda Thakur was a magistrate. Who is he actually? Yes, he was a magistrate. Yes, he's a Vaishnava. And then more. He is, we'll see. It's coming up. It's all going to be revealed. So, now, today, we have understood, you have understood, you are in the party of Lalita. To try to describe all the nuances of this, I won't even begin to attempt it. And apart from being unqualified, it's far too big a topic to try to cover in one talk. And it is highly esoteric, no doubt, which is not a reason not to discuss it, but just that, yeah, those who know, or at least superficially know, they can know what we're talking about. And those who don't, well, time for homework. The beginning of the homework is chanting the holy names. In purity, then all of this becomes revealed. So the manjaris, the young gopi assistants, they say to her, the young girl who is Bhaktivinod, Griha Kota Chari, Radha Krishna Bhaja, Tyajya Dharamalaj. Now this, what does it mean? First of all, what does it mean? It means give up talk, which means thoughts of home life, worship Radha and Krishna, and give up the concept of the respectability and maintaining one's reputation according to dharma and of being a very respectable person. Now, this is a transcendental double entendre. It can be seen in two ways. Griha Kota Chari. Bhaktivinoda Thakur is sitting in Godrum in Navadvip. Godruma Dhame Bhajana Anukule. He's sitting in Godrum. Godruma Bashi, he describes himself. I'm a resident of Godrum. So he's sitting there. If anyone comes to say, oh, it's Bhaktivinoda. Bhaktivinod, Kedarnath Datta, Babu. They'll come and see him. So the sakis, the manjaris say, just give all of that up and worship Radha and Krishna. And give up dharma laj, all this being respectable according to middle class Bengali society. That's already there in the first song. Sopacha grihete magia kaya pibo saraswati jal, living as a reject of society, living like that as if a madman. And then we get again in the second song, pagalini prai, just like a mad woman. So just forget all that. They just say, forget all that. Nijastulon parichoy, or nijastala parichoy. Just forget all of that, that identity with that. But taking it at another level, speaking to Bhaktivinod, who is jabote bibaha kori, jabote bibaha hobby, who is a young girl. Young girls are married. Mostly, they're all married. Not like nowadays. They're going to college and going to work, but they're married at a young age. So, Griha Kota Chari. You came with your water pot to collect water from the Yamuna. You're doing things. These are your tasks in your householder life. But and in the householder life, and you discuss all the children, so many things. Just forget all of that. Worship Radha and Krishna. And the respectability according to dharma. Now again we have, how can I give up my family? For a woman, there's nothing but her family. There's her whole respectability, her whole position, her whole identity is connected with her family. Just leave it. Leave it now. Worship Radha and Krishna. So on both levels, either considering Bhaktivinoda Thakur or considering his newly discovered or newly to be discovered form as a gopi, just leave behind all external considerations. Shei Madhurbani Shunya Ajan Shei Duha Sri Charni. Now Bhaktivinoda Thakur is seeing this, but at the same time saying that I haven't really seen it yet. I'm still longing for this. So when in future I will hear their such sweet words from them. Sweet means it's very, the subject is very pleasing to hear. Just leave everything behind and worship Radha Krishna. The subject is very sweet for him to hear, for her to hear. And it's also the gopis there. Everything about them is very sweet. They look very, very beautiful. No one can enter there if they're not free from mundane lust, because the young gopis, they're very, 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 very beautiful, and their movements are enchanting, and their singing is enchanting, and their dancing is enchanting, and their voices are tinkling sweet. So it's very sweet voices they speak with. She Madhur Bani, Shunya Ajan. So me, Bhaktivinod, I'm hearing that. Ashroy Loibe, I was taking shelter at the lotus feet of these two. Duhe Kripa Kori. Loibe Lolita Shtane. So I take shelter of them. He's seeing that this is all happening in future. It's the ever-present future. And he's taken to where Lolita, they take him to Lolita. Lolita Shundari, that beautiful young woman. She's very old in Vrindavan. She's a little older than Sri Radha. So still very young. Lalita Shundari, Shadoi Hoya, Karibe Amare Dashi. And then Lalita being so merciful makes me her servant, accepts me as her servant. Shvakunja Kutire Dibin Boshati Jani Seva Abhilashi. And Lalita gives me my own kunj, my own little forest grove. There's plenty of space in Vrindavan because for any number of new sakis to go there. They all have their own little forest grove with their own little cottage. So this is your residence. Lalita gives it. Who will she give it to? She gives to Bhaktivinod because she knows that Bhaktivinod is very eager and desirous of service to Radha and Krishna. So the gopis of Vrindavan, they come again in the pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who they come to assist him, and they're very eager to expand the pleasure of Radha and Krishna by offering them more and more servants. Lalita comes as Sarup Damodar, and also enters the personality of Sri Gadadhara. So on to the fourth song. Paladasha Kori, Lalita Shundari, Amare Loiya Kobe. It's always Kobe. When will that be? It's a longing for perfection. But at the same time, we can understand that Bhaktivinoda Thakur is living this. He's longing for it and at the same time directly experiencing. So he's saying that when will that Lalita Shundari is a proper term. Shundari, how beautiful is Lalita? It's very proper to her dresser as such. When will she take me and make me her servant? And what kind of servant? Paladashi, one who is maintained by Lalita herself. Means that it's not a coming and going kind of servant, but really part of the inner core team. Then Lalita, having taken me as her inner servant, Sri Radhika Pade Kale Milaibe Agya Seva Shamarpibe. So she will, at the right time, she will engage me in the service of Sri Radha. Bhaktivinoda is saying, Lalita will engage me and offer me that, all right, take her, and then she's there for service, she's there to accept. She means here, Bhaktivinoda, she's there to accept orders. She's just completely surrendered maidservant. Tadunaga hoye, becoming the servant of she. She here means Radha. She here means Lalita. She here means Rupa Manjari, Ananga Manjari, Bilash Manjari, and there are others also. So she... I missed out. Sri Rupa Manjari, Shange Jabo Kobe, Rasha Seva Shikhatore. So Lalita says, here's a new maidservant for you, Radha. And Radha says, okay, put her under Rupa Manjari. And Rupa Manjari, let her go with Rupa Manjari, and Rupa Manjari will teach her how to, he will give the instructions in how to serve with feeling. So becoming a follower of Rupa Manjari in this way of Lalita and in on of Radha, living on the bank of, or being on the bank of Radha Kund, Tadanuga hoye Radha Kunda tote Rahibo Harshito Harshitantore. So living on the bank of Radha Kund, being a follower of the gopis, and very happy internally, from the heart, very happy. Sri Bishakha Pode, Shangita Shikibo. I will learn singing from Vishakha, who is very expert in that. Krishna Lila Roshamoy, singing about the pastimes of Krishna, which are full of rosh, full of delightful experiences. Sri Roti Manjari, Sri Rosha Manjari, Hoibe Shobe Shadoi. So the others among the principal manjaris, Roti Manjari, Rosha Manjari, they will be very merciful. Parama Anande Shokale Milia. I will meet them all, or be introduced to them with the highest happiness. Radhika Charane Robo. And then remain at the lotus feet of Sri Radha. E para kashta shiddhi kobe hobe pabo radha padashoba. So he's desiring this perfection of existence, this city. When will it be? I want it. He's living it, he's experiencing it, and at the same time, I'm not experiencing. When will that happen? And he wants that, and then he will attain the intoxicating liquor of the lotus feet of Sri Radha. Then going on, the fifth song, Chintamani Moi Radha Kunda Tata Tahe Kunja Shota Shota Prabala Bidrum Bidruma Moi Torulota Mukta Fale Abonata. So this is a description. Bhaktivinoda Thakur is seeing Radha Kund, where he's been given residence, or he's desirous to attain that, and the descriptions exactly fit those given in the Rasa Shastras by Rupa Goswami and others, which are of course from their direct spiritual experience. So he's saying that Radha Kunda, on the banks of Radha Kunda, the banks of Radha Kunda, they are paved with precious stones, which are all Chintamani Prakara Sadmasu Kalpa Vriksha, with wish-fulfilling gems. And on the banks of Radha Kunda, there are hundreds and hundreds of kunjas, individual little groves. That means from the outside, you'll just see some trees and some creepers. But if you go inside, you'll see that there's a little cottage in each one, a little clearing and a little cottage. From outside, it looks like maybe no one's living there, but actually there are many, many, many gopis living, or they have their places there. So the creepers growing on the trees, they're made of corals and pearls, and they're hanging down with the weight of the pearls and the rubies and all hanging down. The fruits are precious gems, spiritually precious gems. Shwananda Shukada Kunja Monoha. And this is, again, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he's made his residence in Navadvip Dham at Shwananda Sukada Kunj. Each of the kunjas of all the gopis, they all have the name, they're all individual names of the kunjas, the forest groves. Bhaktivinoda Thakur gave the name of his residence. He actually had two in God's room, Surabhi Kunj, and then Shwananda Sukada Kunja. So Shwananda Sukada Kunj means the grove of one's own spiritual delight. So he say, Shwananda Sukada Kunja Monoha. We may see some land in Navadvip Dham, and nowadays if you go to Shwananda Sukada Kunja, you'll see the building Bhaktivinoda Thakur built. There's a little road in front of it. The railway line is there. A tiny little railway. No, they've broadened the railway now. So we may see that, but Bhaktivinoda Thakur sees this is actually on the bank of... It's in Navadvip Dham and on the bank of Radha Kund in Vraja also. Tahate Kutir Shobhe. So they're in a beautiful cottage which beautifies even more that beautiful kunja or grove. Boshiya Tatai Gabo Krishnanam. Sitting there, chanting the names. And this is all in the future tense, remember. Chanting the names of Krishna. Kobe Krishna Dashe Lobhe. He's saying, when will I chant with a very strong greed or desire to attain service to Krishna? He was saying to Krishna. So he's saying service to Radha. But service to Radha is not independent of service to Krishna. So going on. Imana Shamoy, at such a time, Muralir Gan. So sitting there, well, Bhaktivinoda Thakur is sitting there chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. And then the whole spiritual world opening up to him. He's sitting chanting in his Swananda Sukata Kunji Navadip. Then he hears the song of the flute, Murali Gan. Poshibe Edashi Kane. And here he's sitting, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, a young girl of Vrindavan, and the sound of the flute enters her ear. Anande Matibo, Shakala Bhulibo, Sri Krishna Bongshira Gane. Then becoming overcome by happiness, forgetting everything else, as the song of Krishna's flute enters her ear. Radhe, Radhe, Bali, said the sound of the flute. What is the flute? What is the flute singing? Radhe, Radhe, Bali. Murali Dakibe, the flute is calling out, Radhe, Radhe. Madhya Ishwari Nam. And she thinks, oh, that's the name of my queen. That's the name of my mistress. The hearing the sound of the flute. Of course, now in Navadvip Dham, you may hear the sound of a flute, maybe not nowadays so much, but previously In most parts of India, you'd find young boys would take cows wandering for grazing, and they'd play flutes. The young boys would play flutes. It's not only Krishna plays a flute. All cowherd boys play flutes all over India since time immemorial. So hearing that, someone is playing the flute, and then, the flute is calling out. The name of my queen, Radhe, Radhe, is calling out. Shunya Chomaki, Utibe, Eidashi, Kemone Dharibe Pran. So, getting up quickly in astonishment, he's sitting, chanting, and then gets up quickly. And then, how will I retain my life? How will I retain my life as life has already gone to Vrindavan? Okay, I'm going to just scratch so you can edit that out. And on to the sixth song. It gets we still have a long way to go, deeper and deeper into this journey that Bhaktivinoda is taking us on his monorath. People in the material world, they're on the chariot of their mind, which drags them from body to body, birth after birth. Bhaktivinoda Thakur's mind, he's traveling on his mind. They want to try to understand Krishna, but they won't, because he's avichintya tattva, pantastu koti shata vatsara sambragangyo, vayora tapi manaso muni pungavanam sopyasti yatpapada simya vinchintya tattva, govindamadi purusham tamaham bhajami. By the strength of their mental endeavors, the best of the yogis, they try to reach to the tip of the toe of the lotus feet of Govinda, but they can hardly reach it on the strength of their mind. But Bhaktivinoda Thakur, having taken shelter at the lotus feet of the gopis in chanting Hare Krishna, is transported and is transporting us to that land which we can hardly imagine, but which he is directly experiencing. He goes on to sing. Nirjana kutire shri dradha charan smarane takibo rata Shri Rupa Manjari Dhire Dhire Ashi Kahibe Amai Koto. So he's there sitting alone in his cottage. When we say cottage, we mean a really simple thing made from very simple materials. Sitting alone in his cottage, which is not recommended. We'll find in the Parishishta, the appendix to all these songs, be given by Janaika Bhaktivinoda Kinkara, given by one servant of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, namely Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati. He speaks about the qualifications for being actually able to sit alone and chant like this, and they're not ordinary qualifications. This is very, very high talk. This is not ordinary talk. Let us remember that. So anyway, Bhaktivinoda Thakur is singing. Sitting alone, chanting, completely absorbed in remembrance, contemplation of, meditation upon the lotus feet of Sri Radha. Then he's sitting and sitting, and Rupa Manjari is coming, very, very, just approaching, just coming, slowly, slowly. And what will they say to me? What? How much will she say to me? What does she say? Balibe O Shaki. She will say to me, oh, friend. Shaki, the word gives female friend. Balibe O Shaki. Ki koro boshia. What are you doing sitting here? What am I doing? I'm chanting Hare Krishna. What are you doing sitting here? I'm meditating on Lotus Feet Radha. What are you doing sitting here? Dekoha, Bahireyashi. You're sitting here in this cottage. Come outside and see. And what will you see? Navali Dham. Maybe some local cowherd boys are herding cows. Who knows what's going on? What will you see? Jugala Milon, Shobha Nirupama, Hoibe Charana Dashi. Now you're chanting and chanting. Remember the lotus feet of Radha in Vraja. And Rupa Manjari comes and says, come, now you're a little girl. Come outside and see. You're contemplating it. Now you got it. You're here. Come outside and see how Radha and Krishna are meeting together. Oh, this incomparable beauty. How the lightning is mixing with the blue cloud. Nila Nirada, Biduta Mala. How the lightning of the Radha, bright gold, is like lightning on a dark blue cloud of Krishna. Incomparably beautiful. Hoibe Charanadashi, and then become the female servant of the lotus feet of Radha Krishna. So we see what's going on here. Bhaktivinoda Thakur is, it's almost like a seesaw or a ping pong between, he's sitting in Navadvip Dham, chanting, longing for perfection, entering that perfection, and then again, as if back, longing for that, enters, sees, serves, and then again, he's chanting, when will that day come? So Rupa Manjari is saying to him, or he's longing for Rupa Manjari, to say this, Swarashiki Shiddhi, Braja Gopi Dhan, Parama Chanchala Shati. The Swarashiki Shiddhi, one's own personal, feelingful, individualized mode of service to Radha and Krishna. Swarashiki Shiddhi, which is the very wealth of the gopis of Vrindavan. What is that? Parama Chanchala Shati. These two terms are contradictory. Shati means very chaste. The gopis are very chaste in their service to Radha and Krishna, as we will see more description of this, how Bhaktivinoda singing as a typical gopi of Vrindavan, very, very attached to the lotus feet of the service of Radha and Krishna. So very, very chaste, but at the same time, Parama Chanchala, not fixed, just contradictory, not fixed, just ready to take up all kinds of different moods in the loving pastimes of Radha and Krishna, which this, the dealings between Radha and Krishna seem to oscillate between acceptance, rejection, coming together, being separated, and how to behave in such situations. It's not that one calculates how to act, but because of one's Swarasiki Siddhi, one is innately, it just automatically, one acts in such a way as to nourish these inconceivable pastimes of Radha and Krishna. So, Jogira Dhyan Nirbishesha Gyan Napai Ekane Shtiti. So, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he is writing so many books, and he's decrying and the paths of materialism and even spiritualism, which does not focus on Krishna, or actually, Bhaktivinoda Thakur is very broad. He's has the highest regard for Sri Yamuna Acharya. He's written his Yamuna Bhavavali, his series of songs accepting the mood of service of Yamuna Acharya of the Sri Vaishnava Sampradaya. But he's fighting against, Bhaktivinoda Thakur is fighting or deprecating the paths of the yogis who by their meditation and particularly the impersonalists who think that by their cultivation of knowledge they will conquer the spiritual world. But good news, Rupa Manjari says, there's no such thing here. There no such thing can even begin to enter in such a place. You've worked so hard for the cause of Vaishnavism, writing so many books, hard work, day after day, night after night, writing so many books, preaching place to place. Now enter the spiritual world. There's no such thing there. No one in Vrindavan is going to come and speak about the attainments of the yogis, except sometimes Krishna sends messages like that. But there's no place, even though Krishna sends a message about yoga and by yogic meditation, but it finds no place in the gopis' hearts. They are, after all, housewives. What will they know about Yogeshvara? They say that ahaschatenalina. They reject Krishna's talks of yoga. Shakata darshan madhana lilai radha pada shevartini. This is Rupa Manjari speaking to Bhaktivinoda. You directly see the midday pastimes of Radha Krishna. Now, emphasis here on the midday pastimes is Radha Kund. Although there's sometimes Rasalila is at Radha Kund also, but mostly Radha and Krishna in the daytime. They spend a lot of time. We've heard a lot about the nighttime dancing pastimes of Radha and Krishna. But actually they spend a lot of time in the day together also. How is that? In the day Krishna's out with the cowherd boys, isn't it? Yes, but then he just leaves them behind for some time, which becomes a long time, and spends much of the midday at Radha Kund with Radha and the gopis. So, Rupa Manjari says to Bhaktivinoda, you'll directly see the midday pastimes of Radha and Krishna because you are very desirous to serve the lotus feet of Radha. Jokon sheshiva karoha jatane shri Radha charane dhani. And then, again, getting it from dhani. This is another important word, which means a young, beautiful girl, newly married. So in that form, serving the lotus feet of Sri Radha. When will that be? Attaining such a service. Serving very carefully, very attentively, the lotus feet of Sri Radha. So Rupa Manjari has more to say. Now Rupa Manjari comes as Rupa Goswami and speaks so many things. He's written so many books. So Rupa Manjari, again Bhaktivinoda Thakur is seeing, contemplating, envisaging in his transcendental mind's eye, Sri Rupa Manjari kabe madhur bachane Radha Kunda Mahima Bornibe Shangopane. Now, this song is like a rehash of some of the topics that Srila Rupa Goswami has given in his Upadesha Amrita. When will Rupa Manjari, he says, Sri Rupa Manjari, Kobe Madhur Bachane. When will Rupa Manjari, in a very sweet voice, sweet words, describe to me the glories of Radha Kund, Shangopane. Shangopane means in a concealed way. Now, what does that mean, concealed? Because Rupa Goswami, he revealed it to the world, the inner pastimes of, the inner life of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, which is the pastimes of Radha and Krishna. And he revealed that in the Nectar of Instruction, the Upadeshamrita, 11 verses, which goes all the way up to Radha Kunda, establishing Radha Kunda as the most sacred place. And Srila Prabhupada translated this book in English, and devotees, the followers of Srila Prabhupada, thought that, well, we'll just print a few copies. It's a very esoteric book just for our devotees. And Prabhupada said, no, mass distribute it. Print 100,000 copies for the first run. Now, what does it mean then that the description? Well, maybe I'll get back to that a little later. I'll go on describing a little bit more first. E chada bhuvano pari vaikuntha niloy, above these 14 worlds of the material sphere is the abode of Vaikuntha. Tadopeka matura parama shrishta hoy. And above that, even above that is Mathura. This is all repeating what is in Upadeshamrita. Vrindavan Shrestha Ati Shuno Mama Kota. Now, just, okay. Wait. I missed a line. Mathura Mandale Rasa Lila Shthana Jota. Within the broader area of Mathura is the place where Rasa Lila took place. There are several Rasa Stalis within Mathura Mandala. Vrindavan, among them, Vrindavan is the best of all. The best of the best. They're all the best, but the best of the best, Vrindavan. And listen to what I have to say. Okay, now he said the best, Vrindavan. Krishna Lila Shtala Govardhana Shrishtata. But among all the places of Krishna's pastime, Vrindavan is the best, but Govardhan's better. Okay, getting better. Any further to go? Radha Kunda Shrishta Tama. So here we have Vrindavan is the best. Govardhan is better. Best of all is Radha Kunda. Sharva Shaktidhar. It has all potency is there. And here we're talking about potency means potency of love, prema shakti. Radha Kunda Mahima to Koriya Shravan, Rupa Manjari is saying, Bhaktivinoda is envisaging. Rupa Manjari is saying, to him, listen to the glories of Radha Kund. Laliyata haye ami paribo tokon. And then listening, swaying, listening to all of this. Swaying means becoming overcome with emotion. Shakya charane kabe karibo akuti shakya kripa kari debe swarashaki stiti. So at the lotus feet of the shakis, the gopis, when will I, with great feeling, with great longing, calling out for the mercy of the gopis, and they will give me a situation, swarasaki, where I'm suitable for serving in that situation. Now, what does it mean at the beginning of this song, in the first verse, shangopane, that speaking to me about this in a concealed way? When the book is widely distributed, Upadeshamrita, Bhaktivinoda Thakur himself is revealing it all here. It's concealed because all these things are stated, but it doesn't manifest in the, it only manifests in the heart of one to whom such mercy, who gets such mercy. Just like we say, We know from Bhagavad Gita, Raja Vidya, Raja Guhya, this is the king of knowledge, the most secret of all secrets. What do you mean it's the most secret of all secrets? We're distributing millions of copies of Bhagavad Gita. Gita Press has distributed millions of copies. How is it the most secret? Because it's you can read the words, but it's not revealed within the heart. Unless one has that mercy for it to be revealed as such. Now, Vaikuntha is the topmost world, beyond this material world. That's stated here. That in itself is a great mystery. Not many people can understand. But many people, they come up to Vaikuntha and they can't hear about anything above that. Maybe they can hear about Ram Leela, but they can't hear about Krishna Leela, especially they can't hear about Vrindavan, or even if they hear about it, they can't enter into it, they can't understand it, or even if they understand it, they can't understand it through the vision of Bhaktivinoda, through the vision of the gopis. Bhaktivinoda Thakur is desiring his own swarashaki stiti, his own situation in such a service, where he has his own feelings and mood. But there are some who are in Vaikuntha, and they can't go beyond that. They don't want to go beyond that, and that's fine for them. And we have no objection. We offer our respect to the followers of those sampradayas who aim at the service of Lakshmi Narayana in Vaikuntha. But for them, these topics of Mathura, Vrindavan, Govardhan, Radha Kund, progressively, they are hidden to such people. Even though they're such great pure devotees, but such topics, they're very, very secret. And then who are we to discuss all these things? We're doing so. It is audacity, no doubt. Is it audacity? Or should someone somewhere, sometime discuss these things in a respectful way? Or should these things simply be locked up in some library? We've heard in the Vatican Library there are so many books, they're all locked away and no one's allowed to see. Bhaktivinoda Thakur wrote all these things. Should they remain locked up forever? Or should someone at least discuss them sometimes? Should it remain locked out from the world, which Rupa Goswami came to reveal to the world? We may not be ready now to enter into that, but we should know there is such a place to go. Otherwise, we may get as far as Vaikuntha. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wants to take us beyond Vaikuntha, beyond Mathura. And Rupa Goswami and Bhaktivinoda Thakur wants to take us all the way to Radha Kund. We may get as far as Govardhan. We find Sanatana Goswami in his compiling his Brihad Bhagavatamrita, his Gopa Kumara started his journey in Govardhan and finished at Govardhan. But there's a little further to go. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur said, I will not live at Radha Kund. I'm not fit. I will remain at Govardhan. And I will, my gurus, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Gorky, Shardas Babaji, they live at Radha Kund. And I will go there. I will go there for service, to serve them. And he made his own mutt at Radha Kund also, for serving his gurus at Radha Kund. So these are all very, very intimate topics. We're going to identify by what they look like, what kind of dress they wear, where they live. It's just like if you're... we're being introduced. We're going... You want to find, I'll tell you now, his name is Kamala Manjari. So Kamala Manjari, okay. Where is Bhaktivinoda? Where is Bhaktivinoda? You want to find him? Oh, well, you go over there and you'll see someone with certain kind of complexion, certain kind of dress, and they live in a place with a certain name, and that is who he is. So that's, how will you identify? Go to the spiritual world. How will you know who is Bhaktivinoda Thakur? How has he come to that? position. Then we'll find out. Here's his description of himself, most intimate description, which is also what he was meditating upon himself. Here, who am I? What is my exact identity in service to Radha and Krishna? So he describes, Barane Tarit, his complexion in his eternal gopi form, his complexion is like lightning, bright golden. Barane Tarit, Basha Tarabali, and his clothing is, someone may wear, just like we know, Radha wears blue clothes, Krishna wears yellow clothes, and different gopis wear different clothes, Balaram also blue, Lalita has cloth with peacock feather designs, and Bhaktivinoda in his eternal form has spangled cloth. It's spangled with stars, like a night sky with stars. That's what he looks like. If you see, there's someone over there is shining golden complexion with a dress, with stars, showing stars. And what's the name? Oh, yeah, I see it is golden, bright golden complexion, dressed like stars. And what's the name? Kamala Manjari. Kamala Manjari, that's his name, Kamala Manjari. Kamal means a lotus. So it's his name, her name, Kamala Manjari. Shari Bara Borsha, Bayasha Shatata. And what is his age? 12.5 years, fixed. Always 12.5 years old. Shananda Sugada Dham. And his residence? Shwananda Sugada Kunja. Sri Karpura Shiva. His service, his eternal service, is providing camphor. And which group is he in? Lalita Gon Radha Juteshwari Hon. He's under Lalita. She's under Lalita in the broader group of Sri Radha. And Mameshwari Nath Sri Nanda Nandan, the Lord of my mistress, my queen is Radha, but she has her master, who is the son of Nanda, the child of Nanda Maharaj, Krishna. Ama Parana Dhan, and that Krishna is the wealth of my very existence. Explaining everything, everything revealed. Sri Rupa Manjari Prabhritir Sham Jugala Shebara Ash, and in my heart is the desire to serve Rupa Manjari and all the other gopis on the same level as Radha Krishna. So the service to Radha and Krishna, not only to Radha Krishna, but wanting to serve all the gopis. Abhasha Sheirup Shiva Pabhavami, and definitely he's meditating on this form, and he's absolutely convinced. We have Utsaha Nishya Dharyat Tat Tat Karma Pravartanat. Rupa Goswami gives in his Upadeshamrita what is favorable for advancement in devotional service: enthusiasm, confidence, patience, following the prescribed process. That's good for us in our beginning stages of devotional service, but even if we're to enter, which we should, into the very, 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 very highest stages, the same principles will apply. Enthusiasm, means enthusiasm to serve. It doesn't mean just getting up in the morning for mongolarity, but enthusiasm to serve in a particular service. Nisya, absolute certainty. I'm going to, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, certain. I'm going to get this. I'm attaining this. His siddhi lalasha, his desire for perfection. I'm going to attain this service. This is what I'm going to be in Vrindavan. I'm going to get this form and this service. Parakashta Shubhishash. And for me, that's it. For someone's service in Vaikuntha, that's it. That's nothing else. No, nothing higher. No thoughts. No one. We can't even believe hardly in Vrindavan or Radha or even the existence of Radha. You can hardly believe. It's as if contradictory to their realization and their service. It's almost painful for them to hear about Radha, for the Vaikunthavasis. How can she have a position superior to our Lakshmi? So that feeling toward Radha that they may have, that is not actually offensive. It's not like those who are, but it's just innate to their loyalty to Lakshmi Narayana. So, but for Bhaktivinoda, his aspiration, his complete conviction, is of he's going to go beyond Vaikuntha, beyond Mathura, beyond Vrindavan, beyond Govardhan, to the lotus feet of Sri Rupa Manjari at Radha Kund. Kobe ba e dashi, shongshiti lobe be Radha Kunde ba shakari. Radha Krishna Seva Shatata Karyabe Purba Smriti Parihari. When will this Dasi, this young girl, servant, attain that complete and highest perfection, living at Radha Kund, serving Radha and Krishna? Shatata means not just eternally, but it means incessantly. And forgetting all previous engagements. So no more moving among the Bhadralok of Calcutta. That's all left behind. The identity as Bhaktivinoda is forgotten. And of course, he has his eternal servants. That we shouldn't think that Bhaktivinoda, the identity as Bhaktivinoda, is external. In some ways, yes, his appearance as a magistrate, that's not essential to his being. The fact that he mixed with the Thakur family and had some inclination to Brahma Samaj, that's not anything to do with his eternal identity. But as Bhaktivinoda Thakur, writing songs, revealing the service of Gaur-Gadadha, giving guidance to Gaur-Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj, this is all eternal. So again, very deep topics. Ninth song. And again, now Bhaktivinoda Thakur has revealed his longings for his, revealed what are the upadhis, the designations of his eternal position. Now, in material existence, we have so many upadhis, and pure devotional service is sarva upadhi vinir muktam tatparatvena nirmalam, free from all mundane designations and completely purified in the service of Krishna. But when one becomes completely purified in the service of Krishna and does Rishikena Rishikesha Sevanam, using the transcendental senses to serve the master of the senses, then again one gets designations. Not like the impersonalists say, one becomes free of all designations, but we get transcendental, eternal designations. So that's been described. His name, his form, his apparel, his bodily complexion, the type of service he does, this technique called Ekadash Abhav, or 11 symptoms, or 11 characteristics. And then, but what are the internal feelings of such a person? We've heard in a general way he wants to serve Radha and Krishna, in a specific way offering camphor. There's more to be understood of her feelings in this situation, which he will sing now. Vrishabhanu shuta charana shebane hoibo shepalodashi. So he's already said, and he's saying again, that at the lotus feet of Radha, the daughter of Vrishabhanu, he will be a palodashi, which means specifically in the party of Lalita, will be a maintained maidservant, young girl. And then what is the attitude in that? What is it? What gets you there? How are you feeling as you're doing this? So what are the internal feelings? Sri Radhar Shuka Shatata Shadane Rahibo Ami Prayashi. I will always endeavor for the happiness of Sri Radha. That will always be my endeavor. And then why, and what are the implications of that? Sri Radha Shuke Krishna Jeshuk Janibo Monete Ami. Because I know, and it's very clear in my mind, that the happiness of Radha is the happiness of Krishna. If Radha is happy, Krishna is happy. So by serving Radha and making her happy, Krishna will be happy. Krishna Prema Prakaran. It's all in relation to Krishna. When we say Radha, serving Radha, but Radha is absolutely in relation to Krishna. So, having said that, we're doing everything for the pleasure of Krishna, but what's the name? Radha Pada Chari, Sri Krishna Sangame Kabuna Hoibo Kami. But if I think, well, it would be very nice for me to directly associate with Krishna. So maybe sometimes I'll just leave the lotus feet of Radha and go and directly associate with Krishna. But she says, no, no, I'll never desire such a thing. Very shati, paramachanchala shati, very chaste at the lotus feet of Radha. So with this attitude, shaki garna mama, Parama Shuhrit, Jugala Premera Guru, the Shakis, the eternal maidservants in the service of Radha and Krishna, they are my topmost well wishers, and they are my gurus in teaching me how to serve in love of Radha and Krishna, how to serve their love, their pastimes of love, how I can serve in that. Tadanuga hoye, becoming the servant of such gopis who teach me all these things. Shevibo Radha Charana Kalapatoru. So in such a way, becoming the follower of such gopis, then I will serve. Again, it's all in the future, desiring perfection. Serving the lotus feet of Radha, which are just like a desire tree, fulfill all desires. All desires fulfilled at the lotus feet of Radha. Radha Pokachari Jejan Shejan Jebhave Shebhave Take. Whoever gives up the party of Radha, whoever they may be, whatever reason they do so, in whatever way they do so, they may do so, Bhaktivinoda sings. But Amito Radhika Pokapati Shada. Anyone else may do what they like, say what they like, think what they like, but I am never going to, I'm always fixed as partial to Radha. Kabu nahi haritaka, and I'll never even want to see those who stray from the lotus feet of Radha. And the last song here. Shri Krishna Birahe Radhika Dosha Amito Shahite Nari. I simply cannot tolerate seeing the condition or even thinking of the condition of Radha in separation from Krishna. Jugala Milon Shukera Karan Jibana Charite Pari. The coming together of Radha and Krishna, which is the cause of the happiness of both of them. I'm willing to give up my life to effect that. If in any way I can contribute to that, I'm willing to give up my life for that. Radhika Charan Tyajya Amar Koneke Praloy Hoy. If somehow or other, it's unimaginable, but if somehow or other, even for a split second, I had to give up the lotus feet of Radha, then it's just like devastation. Radhika Tore Shotaba Mori Shiduka Amar Shoy. For the sake of Radha, I can die 100 times. I can tolerate, I can do that. I can die 100 times if somehow or other by doing so I can serve the cause of Radha. Eheno Radha Charana Jugale Paricharja Pabo Kobe. When, again, still desiring that perfection, Siddhi Lalasha. When such a person as Radha, a unique Radha, Eheno Radha, service at the lotus feet, personal menial service at the lotus feet of Radha. When will I get that? Ha ha, Brajajan. Oh, oh. It's the people of Vrindavan. More doya kori. Be merciful to me. Kobe Braja Bone Lobe. And again, coming back to the original song. Gora Brajabane Bhedna Dekibo Hoibo Borajabashi. Coming back to the original song in this series. Haha Brajajan More Doyakari Kobe Brajabane Lobe. Then when will I get the chance to live? Kobe Gora Bane Shura Duni Tote. Hara Deha. When will I get the so coming round in a circle? When you will give me the chance to live in your dham? When will the devotees give me the chance to live in your dham? But it's not just a matter of building an apartment in Mayapur, fixing an AC and having a happy life. But it's the question of service in one's spiritual form. So, ha ha brajajan, more doya kori, kore brajabone, lobe. When will the devotees, the residents of Vrindavan, being merciful me, take me to Vrindavan, and then Bilasha Manjari, Aranga Manjari, Sri Rupa Manjari, Amake Tulia, all these gopis, they will lift me up, Loha Nijapade, and take me to their lotus feet, Deho Mora Shidhisha, and give me the essence of all perfection. And then comes the appendix, which is given by Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, in which he very strongly condemns those who imitate such a kind of bhajan as Bhaktivinoda Thakur has just described. One has to become qualified. So I'll just read the first and the last lines of that. It's fairly well known. Dushtamon tumi kishe boishnav pratishta tore nirjane ghare toba harinama kevala koitav. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur has described how by sitting alone meditating, chanting the holy names. He's seeing the pastimes of Radha and Krishna, aspiring to enter that. But Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur condemns those who make a show of doing so, of sitting and chanting alone, imitating Bhaktivinoda Thakur and the great devotees. And then he goes on and sings the whole song. And I'll just read the, anyway, the point he makes is that when one is actually serving the lotus feet of such great devotees without any desire for personal recognition, then what happens? Kirtan prabhabe. Then one is qualified to actually chant, then what, by such chanting, smarana hoibe, then such meditation is possible in the mind. Shekale bhajana nirjane shambhav. And then it is possible. When one is actually on the advanced platform of chanting, then it is possible to contemplate in such a way. So let us not imagine prematurely entering into such an existence. Let us serve the holy dham. Let us serve Gauranam, Gauradham, and Gaurakam, the holy name of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, by spreading that all over the world, by chanting his names. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Names of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also. His holy dham, Navadvip dham, and his desire that the holy names be spread all over the world. So yes, these are very intimate, intricate topics. You can speak, just like a machine can be programmed to speak. The machine has no realization. But we are not machines. We are cognizant, living beings. And the highest platform of cognizance, Chaitanya, the highest platform, Chaitanya means cognizance, consciousness. So the highest platform, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, following the footsteps of Rupa Goswami, is directing us toward, and all the acharyas are directing us toward that. Srila Prabhupada came to give that also. It's a very high platform. We have a long way to go. We can start by serving the mission of the acharyas, and chanting the holy names. And when we come to the perfectional stage, we will also serve the mission of the acharyas, chant the holy names. Vancha kalpa tarubhyas chakripa sindhubhya avacha patita anam pavane bhyo vaishnave bhyo namo namaha dante nitaya chunakang padaya nipatya kritvacha kakushatamet adaham bravimi he sadhava sakala eva vihaya durat Gauranga Chandra Charane Kuruta Anuraga Parivadatu Jano Yata Tata Va Nanumokaro Nanumokaro Vayamna Vichara Yamaha Hari Rasa Madira Madati Mata Bhuvi Vilutama Natama Nirvishama Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Rama Rama, Rama.